raining. Beginning to rain, and dripping is more drizzly.
Okay.
If you went outside and you couldn't see across the street because there was a kind of heavy white vapor in the air, what's that?
Fog.
And what kind of a day would it be?
Foggy.
Mm-hmm. If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you're in the middle of a...
dry spell or drought.
Is there a difference between those two?
Yeah, dry spell's shorter.
Mm-hmm. They said, I think I heard on the radio this morning, it's been 22 days since we've had any rain. What would you call that? Is that just a dry spell?
That's a dry spell. Drought would be all summer.
Oh, you know. Okay. If the wind has been very gentle and then is gradually getting stronger, you say the wind is?
Rising.
All right. And if it's the opposite, it's been strong and it's getting weaker, it's?
Dying.
All right. On a morning in the fall or the early spring, when you go outside and it's not cold, it's just a little bit, you need a sweater.
A nippy.
Okay.
Another term for the wind dying would be dropping.
Good. Mm-hmm. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers and there was a white covering on the ground, you call that a?
Frost.
Suppose it's more severe than a frost.
Oh. Killing frost.
Mm. It was so cold last night that the lake...
froze.
Okay, and it had already...
frozen.
And it might...
freeze.
Okay. If you were talking about the height of ceilings, this doesn't have to be right, about how high might you say this ceiling was?
10 or 12 feet.
Fine. Okay, this is getting back to the house, which we were discussing the other day. Did you ever have a fireplace in a house where you live?
Yes, we have two in our house
now. Oh, good, so you can probably answer all these. The smoke goes up through the...
chimney.
And what's the place on, the open place in front of the fireplace? Might be bricks. Tile, I guess.
Mm. I've heard it called the foot. Mm. The floor part.
Mm-hmm. Is this outside the fireplace?
It comes right out of it.
Okay. What are the things that you lay the wood across?
I don't know. Ours is just on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the base.
Mm-hmm. And what about the thing above the fireplace to set things on?
Mantle.
Okay. A big round piece of wood that you might put at the back of the fire that would burn a long time?
I don't know.
Right. You might talk about these at Christmas time. People say they're burning the Yule.
Logs.
Mm-hmm. What about small pieces of wood that you might use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. And black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
And then the things that are left in the fireplace after the fire goes out.
Ashes.
Okay, and what color is smoke?
Gray.
Or if it's lighter color than that?
White.
Mm-hmm. And what is the thing that you are sitting in?
Chair.
Okay. What would you call a piece of furniture that's larger than that, would accommodate several people?
Couch.
Other terms for couch?
Small one would be a love seat.
Is that the only difference, that a love seat's smaller?
For two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any older terms?
I can't think of any.
Did you ever hear the word davenet to mean a sofa or a couch?
I've heard davin, not davenet.
Just davin?
Uh-huh.
How do you spell that, D-A-V-E-N? That's new to me, just davin.